Ladies and gentlemen, after three rounds, we go to the judges' scorecards for a decision. All three judges score this contest 30-27 for the winner. By unanimous decision, Frankie the Answer.
It's been a long time since you've been able to come here and fight in front of your hometown in Jersey. How amazing does that feel, first of all?
Jersey, I love you, baby. I love you. TR, I know you're in the building. Man, Cup did a great job, man. I felt like he got me chasing him. I wanted to, you know, put a more dominant performance, but, you know, hats off to Cup. I know you lost your father too long ago to cancer. I just lost mine. My grandfather, this was a tough go at it. Thank God I got my family. My mother, my stepfather, my wife, my kids are here. First fight they seen. My son Santino, hope he doesn't give me some crap for not you know, doing a little better. But man, this was a dream come true to come here and perform in front of my home state. I love you guys.
Oh, Frankie, that was the first thing I was gonna ask you, is I know it's been a trying couple weeks for you to come in here. People doubted you, you took that loss to Ortega, you came right back, short notice. Is that something you wanted to do, was just get right back on the horse, get back into this octagon and get another big W?
I did, man. I see everybody putting out this stuff like, you know, only 13% or 15% of fighters that come back. I don't believe in none of that stuff, man. You put your mind to something, you can do it, and that's what I do. I got the best team behind me. I'm not going anywhere.
Frankie, you're always a class act, man. I love watching you fight, to be able to interview you. What's next for you, buddy? Who do you want?
Man, you know, that title shot, man, I risked it. You know, I was doing really well against Brian Ortega. He caught me with a good shot. I love to fight the winner of those two guys. I know they're going down in July. We'll see what happens.
New Jersey, let's hear it for your own Frankie the Answer.
Ladies and gentlemen, on the doctor's advice, at 2:18 of round number 5, referee Keith Peterson has called a stop to this contest, declaring the winner by TKO, Kevin the Motown Phenom Lee.
I'm here with your winner, Kevin Lee. Kevin, absolutely dominant performance. I feel you got to be happy with that one. How you feeling?
Yeah, I said it before this fight, mental strength was going to be the one that beat it. I wanted to go all 5 rounds, showed my complete game. I felt like I did that, did a little southpaw, outboxing, and I stopped him in the 5th, so I felt like I could have kept going 5 more rounds.
I mean, you seemed willing, especially early on, to be able to stand and trade with him and go back and forth. Was that part of the game plan, to stand, get him opened up, and then look for the double leg?
I can do it all. I feel I'm the most complete fighter in this division. I can stand with the toughest striker in the world. Edson Barboza, 100%, is the best striker in this division, and I wanted to go out there and show it.
Speaking of that, how did you recover from that spinning heel kick that landed flush, and then you actually were able to secure the double leg, get back on top? What was going through your mind when you got hit with that kick?
Like I said, I showed it I can do it all. I can push through that adversity. That wheel kick hurt. The man got some explosiveness on him. We the two best athletes in this division, and I just showed out in a better one of the two.
I mean, it was absolutely dominant from beginning to end, man. Coming off a loss, first time in here, you know, going 5 rounds again. What's next for you? After a performance like that, I imagine you want something pretty big.
The folks know what time it is. It's Khabib time, baby.
That's here for your winner, Kevin, the Motown Phenom Lee.
And like that, he's gone.